感谢神，我们今天晚上在这里我们教会有一个感恩节的聚会。
Thank God that tonight here we have a gathering, Thanksgiving gathering.
每一次当我和我们教会的弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，我心里都充满了感恩。
Every time when I have a time with the brother and sister of this church, I was always gratefulness.
今天晚上尤其是这样，尤其是一进门看到桌上这么丰盛的食物。
Especially like tonight when I get into here and see so many abundant food.
因为我知道，在准备这么多丰盛食物的弟兄姊妹当中，他们有些人在今年经历了非常非常困难的事情。
Because I know.Some of the sister, brothers and sisters, when they prepare all those food, actually in their life this year, they have experienced many difficulties.
有人失去了生命中最挚爱的人。
Someone lost their loved one.
有人失去了自己最亲的人。
And someone lost their closest relatives.
有人在今年这一年，可能经历了他人生中非常非常痛苦绝望的时刻。
And someone may experience the most desperate and despair, the moment in their life.
但他们仍然在感恩节的晚上精心准备如此丰盛的食物带到神的家中，这就是基督徒，这就是信上帝的人。
But they still, in this night, they prepared the nice food and bring it to the church.And this is a Christian. This is the person who believes in God.
神的儿女在这个世界上不是永远都考第一名的。
Children of God are not always testing the get the first place.
上帝的独生爱子主耶稣基督来到世上，他成为仆人的样式，他降生在马槽，他死却死在十字架上。
Son of God, and he come to this world. He was.Born in a manger, and he lived as a servant, and he died on the cross.
我们今天许许多多的基督徒效法主耶稣基督的样式，无论在我们生命中任何的一个时刻，我们把我们的感恩的心，我们献给我们天上至高的神。
So today, Christian, we follow our Lord's example. At every moment of our life, we give thanks to our Heavenly Father.
基督徒的感恩跟世人的感恩有很多不同的地方。
The thanksgiving that we give as a Christian is different from what people give thanks.
圣经说我们基督徒是凡事谢恩。
Bible said Christian should be give thanks in everything.
凡事的意思就是无论是顺利的事情还是不好不顺利的事情，我们基督徒都要向上帝感恩。
Everything means whether things are good or bad, we all give thanks to God.
有一首非常著名的基督徒的感恩歌，叫做《感谢神》（Thanks to God）。
There is a hymn. It's a very popular hymn. Sing the Thanksgiving. The song is called "Thanks God."
在这个感恩歌里面，就是短短的两节。讲了24遍感谢神。
And in this hymn, there's a very short two stems. There's 24 times saying that thanks God.
为上帝给我们温暖的春天感谢神。
And give thanks to a warm spring.
为上帝给我们凄凉的秋天感谢神。
And also give thanks to God for a chilly fall.
为上帝给我喜乐感谢神。
And give thanks for a joyful moment.
为上帝给我痛苦感谢神。
And give thanks to God for the sorrow time.
为上帝给我玫瑰感谢神。
Give thanks to God for the roses.
为这个玫瑰上有刺感谢神。
And give thanks for that there is a thorn on the rose.
写这首诗歌的基督徒是一个瑞典基督徒，37岁的时候，他的脊椎就完全坏死，终身残疾。
And the author of this song actually is a Christian from Sweden. And when he was 37 years old, his spine completely destroyed.
然后，一个正是 青壮年的时候，终身残疾的人，他却写下一首 亿万人都在传唱的感谢神的歌。
And this man, while he is in the age of supposedly very strong age time and suffered this, and he wrote this song, and this song has been sung by millions and millions of people.
芬妮姊妹一生写下9000多首赞美上帝、感谢上帝的歌。
Sister Fanny actually wrote a 9,000 song hymn.
然后他是出生6周的时候，就因为医生的误诊，他就双眼失明，就终身就不见光明了。
And when she was born in six weeks, and because of the misdiagnosis of the doctor, she lost her sight and for her whole life.
然后最后，芬妮姊妹在她的自传中这样写：，就是虽然是因为医生的粗心，我终身失明，但我相信这是神的美意。
And in her own biography, and she wrote, I believe this is the malpractice of a doctor, but I think it's the God's perfect will.
因为我虽然肉体的眼睛一生都看不见，这让我可以更加专心的来写出赞美上帝的歌。
And because my physical eye cannot see anything, then I can be more focused to put down the praise, to God.
但是如果我的眼睛可以看得见的话，我一定会被很多很多美好的事物所吸引。
And he said, if my eye can see it, I might be could be attracted by a lot of beautiful things.
其实我相信我们每一个人，你都听过芬妮姊妹写的歌，因为她写的赞美诗不仅在教会里唱，她在很多公共地方她都会播放，都会唱啊，商场，尤其是这样的一个感恩的季节。
I believe that the Sister Finney's song, all of us probably hear it. It's because the song's not like only singing in the church and some lot of a public place. They are broadcast those song too, especially like the season Thanksgiving and the Christmas season.
为什么基督徒在各样的环境当中，一个瞎眼的人，一个残疾的人，他们依然能够向上帝感恩呢？为什么会这样呢？
Why Christian and a person like Fanny and completely blind and like completely handicapped, why they still can give thanks to God?
因为圣经告诉我们，我们晓得万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是无论是顺利的事情还是不顺利的、不好的事情，都让一个爱上帝的人得益处。
And because Bible teaches us that all things work together for good to those who love God, no matter good things or bad things, God put all things together for those who love God to get the benefit from all those things.
那有人可能会问，一个30多岁的壮年人瘫痪了，这有什么益处呢？这对他来说有什么益处呢？
And someone may ask, a 37-year-old person and got paralyzed because of the spines completely get bad, what's good out of it?
一位女子因为医生的误诊终身失明，这给她能带来什么益处呢？
A girl, because of the malpractice of a doctor and the result the whole life lost her vision, what's good out of that?
就是提出这样的问题都是非常非常合理的。
And it's very reasonable to ask such a question.
瘫痪给我有什么益处？瞎眼给我有什么益处？如果人没有永生的话，确实是没有益处。
And paralyzed, what's good for me? And lost my vision, what's good for me? If people just have this life, it's without eternity, then yes, there's nothing good out of it.
如果我们没有永生，如果我们只有在地上的一生，那你这地上你经历的一切的痛苦、一切的患难，没有丝毫的益处。
And if we don't have eternity, then everything you experience on this earth, the pain, the sorrow, and what you experience have nothing would be good.
事实上，如果人没有永生， 你在这个世界上经历的所有所谓的快乐也没有任何的意义，最后只会给你带来更大的遗憾，更大的痛苦。
In fact, if without eternity, even the joyful moment and exciting moment you experience also have no value, typically they will bring even more disappointment.
打个比方，可能不是很恰当，今天可能有些朋友在这里吃到你小时候吃到的家乡的味道，妈妈的味道。
Just let me make an example. May not be appropriate. For example, if somebody today, you come to here eat some taste that you are very familiar with, it's mom's cooking.
你回家可能想到你小时候的家乡，你可能想到小时候的妈妈，但是你再也回不去那个时刻了。
And you go back, you think about your childhood and your mom at that time, but.If you think about it, you never be able to go back to that moment anymore.
然后你再看一下自己，哇，怎么混到这个地方？怎么来到这样的一个陌生的地方？哇，已经三十了，已经四十了，已经五十了。我在做什么？我在干什么
？Then you look at yourself. I think, oh, how come I can end up with this place, a strange place? I'm 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old. What I'm have been doing?
如果没有永生。我们在世上有什么益处？你的痛苦不会给你带来任何的益处，你的所谓短暂的快乐不会给你带来什么所谓的益处，甚至给你带来更深的遗憾。
Without eternity, there are life experiences on this earth, whether the suffering and pain you have experienced or temporary joy you have experienced, none of them are not good. And even so, the temporary joy you experience may be bringing more disappointment.Or more agony in your life.
圣经是一本最诚实的书，最真实的书。
Bible is a book with a genuine teaching.
圣经诚实的告诉我们每个人生命的真相。
And the Bible frankly point out the very nature, very truth about our life.
人的一生就是一声叹息，劳苦愁烦。转眼成空。
And one place the Bible said, our life is just a sign. And life passed away, everything become vanity.
你经历很多的挫折，你经历很多的困难，啊，你说，啊，磨练了我的意志，让我意志更强了，又怎样呢？
And you
又怎样呢？
You might say, I have gone through a lot of trouble and a trial.And he make my will strong, and he train my will, and make my will strong. So what?
你说哇，我人生很成功，很顺利，然后哇，人们啊都崇拜我。然后当你面对你自己的时候，又怎样呢？
And maybe your life is very successful. Maybe a lot of people worship you. But when you try to face yourself.
我看到
What do you think?
我看到这个世界上所谓很成功的人，万人敬仰的人，无数次的婚姻失败，无数次的被人欺骗，无数次的欺骗人，甚至无数次的看到自己的孩子经历各种各样悲惨的事情。
We see a lot of example of this people in this world successful and they are very successful but we can see the lot of time theydeceived by other people, they deceive people, and they have thousands of times of failure in the marriage or failure in their children.
我看了这个世界上好像有个有钱人说，他的梦想就是以后死了能够埋到火星上。
And we have seen some rich person said his dream is one day died he can bury in Mars.
然后我想，哇，这可以知道他在这个世上的日子过得怎么样。
And that make me think what his life live, how his life is on this earth.
这个世界，他一定对这个世界没有太多兴趣了。
Maybe it's not very interested in this world, this earth.
没有永生，我们没有什么真正值得感恩的地方。
Without eternity, we truly don't have something that we can be truly thankful.
你的快乐，你的成功， 有时候会给你带来更大的遗憾。
My joy and my success sometimes may bring even big regret in my life.
感谢神，为什么我们基督徒可以在各样的事情上感谢神？归根结底，因为我们知道我们有永生。
And a Christian and everything we can give thanks is because that Christian knows that we have eternity.
为什么我们教会有些弟兄姊妹在今年经历了那么多在人看来非常难受的事情，但是他依然充满感恩的心，热心的服侍神，服侍教会，没有人可以从他脸上看出愁容，因为我们基督徒脸上的愁容，斯普顿说的，羞辱我们的信仰。
And even in our church, even some brothers and sisters has experienced so many difficulties. But you can see they still with joy, they serve the church, serve people, and they don't see sorrow on their face. Because Spurgeon said, the sorrow in Christians' face put shame to God.
但是基督徒脸上的笑容绝对不是伪装，因为我们是有永生的人。
On the other hand, the smile on Christian's face is not some pretended.
因为我们有永生，所以这地上一切的事情就给我们带来生命的益处。
Because we have eternity, so everything on this earth works together for good for us.
因为我们有永生，我们知道我们跟在主里我们相爱的人，有一天我们会永远欢聚，而且是跟我们最爱的主耶稣永远在一起。
Because of our eternity, we know not only brother and sister, one day we will be together, but more importantly, we will be with the Lord that we love the most.
可能今天第一次来我们教会的朋友没有见识到这样的炫耀，我们今天真的要大大的炫耀我们的永生。
And maybe someone, if your first time comes to know the Christian faith, you will see how, oh, what kind of boast. But we truly want to boast our faith about eternity.
因为我们巴不得所有的人跟我们一样拥有永生。
Because we want to boast it, because we want hope. We want everyone have the same eternity.
所有人跟我们基督徒一样有永远的生命，那么所有人我们都可以在一起，凡事我们都可以感恩，无论任何事情都会给我们带来真正生命的益处。
We all have eternal life, and then we can together with joy to face everything, and everything in our life will put together work for good of us.
不仅是我们自己得到生命的益处，我们也能够成为别人的祝福。
It's good for us, and ourselves could become a blessing for the people around us.
这是圣经对丰盛生命的定义，就是你可以给别人带去祝福。
That's the Bible definition about abundant life. Abundant life is you actually become a blessing to other people.
基督徒为什么能够成为拥有丰盛生命的人呢？
Why a Christian can become a person with abundant life.
这就是福音。
And this is because of the gospel.
因为我们信靠主耶稣基督。我们可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读一遍。屏幕上圣经的经文，约翰福音三章十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。什么是基督徒？信神的独生子主耶稣基督的人，基督徒不至灭亡，反得永生。
What is a Christian? Christian is the person who believes in Jesus Christ, and they shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
只有信靠主耶稣基督，才能不至灭亡。
Only trust in Jesus Christ, then will not be perished.
好，我接下来就会向大家来介绍圣经所说的福音。
And I will just briefly talk about what the gospel that Bible teaches.
神按他自己的形象造人。
First, God, according to His own image, created man.
但是所有的人都犯罪。 亏缺了神的荣耀，也就是说没有活出神要人活出的样子。
And the second, all have sinned and fall short the glory of God in short term. It's just people didn't live the way that God wanted him to live.
上帝全然圣洁，全然公义，全然良善，全然美好，上帝按他自己的形象造人，人应该活出这个样子。
God is completely holy, God is complete love, God is complete justice, and God according to this image created the man, and man should according to live according to this type of image.
但是世界上没有一个人活出了这个样子。
But none of us live up like this.
世界上所有的人都是心里自高骄傲，明明知道有一个神，但是却不把神当神。
All of us are arrogant and pride. Even we know there is a God, but we never treat him as God.
放纵心中各样的私欲，嫉妒、仇恨、骄傲、虚谎、诡诈，这就是人心中充满的东西，更是人行出来的事情。
In our heart, and we do it according to our heart, is foolish, lust, pride, and envy, bitterness, hatred, and we feel this in our heart, and we do it accordingly.
圣经告诉我们，私欲怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。所有人为什么一定会死？因为人自己的罪造成的。
And the Bible said that lust leads to sin, sin leads to death, and death is caused by our own sin.
因为死按着定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
And as is the point, a man to die once, but after this is the judgment.
因为这一句话，所有人在这个世界上的人生就是劳苦愁烦，一声叹息。
And because of this, all our life actually is a sign, and we are laboring.
死亡可怕，可怕在什么地方呢？可怕在死后却有审判。
People, we fear of death. The place that death is reasonable for us to fear is because after that judgment.
每个人都怕死。
Everyone to fear death.
你问他，你为什么怕死？你到底怕什么？
And a lot of times, if I ask people, do you fear die? And what do you fear about? Afraid of?
如果有人告诉你啊，死了什么都没有了，什么都没有了，还怕什么呢？
And someone said, well, after death, nothing, it's nothing there. And, but if nothing there, what are you afraid of?
其实每个人心里其实都知道，真正怕的是什么？怕死后我要面对什么？这才是真正让人怕的。
And the things that make people afraid of is that the thoughts is after death, what I'm going to face.
所以可能很多人告诉你，无数本书告诉你，啊，死了就是什么都没有了，死了就是什么都没有了。但是所有人还怕死，其实为什么呢？就是怕死后我要面对什么。
There's so many saying, and millions, billions book tells you that after death, nothing there. And but still, people afraid of death. Why? Because after death, what are we going to face? That's what make us afraid of.
其实每个人心里都知道，这就是圣经所说，每个人明明知道有一个神，就是死后有审判。
And that's actually every one of us we know, and just like the Bible said, everyone know God, and everyone know God is judgment.
圣经说的死亡是掉到地狱火湖里，永远的灭亡，不是什么都没有了的死亡。
And the Bible talk about the death is not like going to vanity, nothing there. It's the death or falls in the hell and lake of fire.
道成肉身的上帝主耶稣亲口说，在那里虫是不灭的，对不起，虫是不死的，火是不灭的，因为必用火当盐腌个人。
And
这是地狱，这是火湖。
Jesus himself actually said about hell is like the insects will never die, and the fire will never extinguish, and the fire would be like salt to salty the person.
这其实就是我们每个人注定的 结局，因为我们每个人都犯罪，所以我们注定的结局就是地狱火湖。
And this is deemed to our conclusion.
但是神爱世人，他不愿意让所有人，不愿意看见人掉到地狱火湖里永远的灭亡，所以神要拯救人。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子，就是主耶稣赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。准确的说，不至最终掉到地狱火湖里去，永远的在地狱火湖里去，可以得到生命，得到永生。
But God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, so whoever believes in Him shall not be perished. To be specific, not be perished is means not falls into the hell and the lake of fire.
那么马太福音也告诉我们，圣灵感孕玛利亚，那么道成肉身主耶稣，由童贞女玛利亚所生。然后名字叫耶稣，耶稣的名字的意思是要把自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
In the book of Matthew, record that Jesus is born of a virgin Mary, and his name is Jesus. And Jesus' name means he will save his people from sin.
因为死亡是人的罪带来的。
Because death actually comes from our sin.
那耶稣要把人从罪中拯救出来，耶稣也就把人从死亡中拯救出来。
So Jesus saved his people from sin, therefore he saved people from death.
那耶稣拯救世人的方法是什么呢？
So how he come to save us?
就是耶稣背负世人的罪，担负世人的罪，担负所有人，担负你的罪，担负我的罪，死，却死在十字架上，代替你，代替我。如果你信耶稣的话，如果你信耶稣的话，代替我们在十字架上接受了罪的刑罚。
And how Jesus saved us basically on the cross, he take the place of your place and my place as sinner, and died on the cross, and take the punishment you and me deserves.
让一切信他的就不再面对上帝对罪人的审判，不再面对地狱的火。耶稣代替罪人在十字架上献上他自己成为赎罪祭，代替罪人接受了罪的刑罚。
And Jesus on the cross take the place and take the punishment, so all those who trust him is no longer will face the judgment and the punishment of God.
让一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And all those who trust him shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
所以只有信耶稣的人，才在上帝眼中是无罪的人。
So only trust in Jesus Christ, and in the sight of God, he is no longer a sinner.
只有信耶稣的人才不会最终落到地狱火湖里去。
Only trust in Jesus Christ, then he will not fall into the hell and the lake of fire.
因为只有信耶稣，我们的罪才被耶稣的血洁净了。
Because only trust in Jesus Christ, then our sin can be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
这就是圣经告诉我们，他为我们的过犯受害，就是主耶稣为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
And that's what the Bible said, because he wounded for our transgressions, and for our peace, he suffered.
所以这也就圣经告诉我们，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救，就是除了耶稣基督之外，没有任何拯救我们的办法。
And the Bible also made it clear that without him, there is no other name we can be saved. Basically says, besides the name of Jesus Christ, we don't have another way of salvation.
因为没有任何一位担负世人的罪，代替世人在十字架上接受罪的刑罚，
because,
只有主耶稣基督。
Because there is no anyone else bear all our sins and died on the cross, only Jesus Christ.
我们知道主耶稣在十字架上，他喊出一句话：“天父上帝啊，赦免这些罪人吧。”
And we know on the cross, Jesus cried out, said, "Heavenly Father, forgive them."
罪人为什么能够被赦免呢？
Why sinner can be forgiven?
如果罪人不被刑罚的话，那上帝的公义在哪里呢？
If a sinner is not be punished, but it's not be punished, but where is the just of God?
圣经说，审判全地的上帝岂不公平吗？他如果不公平，他凭什么审判人呢？
And the Bible said the person who judged the earth, God, should he be just? If he is not just, how he can judge the whole world?
所以当耶稣对上帝说，天父上帝啊，赦免这些罪人吧，这是不是向上帝提出一个不合理的要求，要求上帝做不公义的事情呢？
So when Jesus cried to God, said, God, forgive them, is that Jesus raised a request to God, and which is not just request?
不是的，因为耶稣说，让这些罪人要受的刑罚，我来代替他们承受吧。
But on the other hand, when Jesus cried out, say, forgive them, he actually saying, all they deserve the judgment.Punishment, I will take it.
所以上帝对罪人公义的刑罚、愤怒的审判，落在主耶稣基督、上帝无罪的羔羊、神的独生爱子身上，而上帝的慈爱怜悯落到我们这一切信耶稣的人身上。我希望，如果你还没有信耶稣，你也成为信耶稣的人。
The just judgment of God is fall upon Jesus Christ, and the love of God fall upon those who believe in Him. So I hope that you are become a person that would be forgiven by the just God.
这就是天上地下没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救，只有主耶稣，因为只有主耶稣代替世人献上了赎罪祭。
And that's why we said that there's no other name that under heaven given among men which we must be saved because only Jesus Christ paid the price.
屏幕上有几节经文，我给大家读一下哈，大家也可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And I want to read the scripture on the screen. You can look at the screen.
提摩太前书的二章五到六节，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这事必证明出来。今天我们千千万万基督徒的生命就是证明这件事情。
So he said Jesus paid the price, and when the time come, these things will be testified or showed in the due time. Today thousands of Christians is testified this thing.
罗马书五章八到九节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，他的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。约翰一书的三章十六节，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。基督徒为什么有感恩的心？无论在顺利的事情或者是不顺利的事情，基督徒就像我们刚才姊妹所做的见证，为什么能够活出爱的生命？因为我们知道是主先爱了我们，主耶稣先爱了我们。
Why Christian can have the life, live a life of love like the sister testified is because Christ loved us first.
最后还有两处经文哈，我们弟兄姊妹可以一起来读一下。我们看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And I want us to read together the scripture on the screen.
约翰福音的三章十六到十八节，十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世。不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you, you sent your only begotten Son Jesus Christ come to this world.
来寻找，来拯救我们这些本来都是在最终注定沉沦灭亡的人。
Come to seek and to save us that deemed to be in destruction, in sin.
主耶稣在十字架上担负世人的罪，上帝无罪的羔羊，上帝的独生爱子，牺牲他自己，献上他自己，成为赎罪祭。
Jesus Christ on the cross and offer himself as a sin sacrifice.
让我们这一切信靠他的人，就可以罪得赦免，不再落入罪的刑罚当中。
All of us trust him, our sin be forgiven, no longer falls in the punishment of sin.
主耶稣基督在十字架上担负世人罪，受死、埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
On the cross, Jesus died and was buried, and third day raised from the dead.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And all those trust him shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
感谢主耶稣基督，他在十字架上的血洗净我们一切的罪。
We thank Jesus that his blood on the cross cleansing all our sin.
感谢圣灵借着神的道，让我们的生命重生，让我们得着神儿子的生命，得着永远的生命。
Thank Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, give us rebirth, and so we have the life of His Son and have a life of eternity.
感谢神给我们有信心，有从神那里来的喜乐，让我们在地上的日子，无论在顺利时候还是在困难挫折的时候，我们都能向神感恩，我们也都能活出主耶稣基督那样的爱在我们的生命中。
Thank that God give us the strength and the faith so that no matter what situation we're in, we can live a life that God wants us to live and we have a joy.
愿圣灵在我们今天可能是第一次来到我们当中的朋友们，或者是第一次听到福音的朋友们心里做工，用神的话，愿福音的种子进到我们每个新来的朋友心里。
And also pray for those who come to us today, maybe that's the first time they hear the gospel and ask Holy Spirit that put those words in their heart.
我巴不得所有的人跟我们一样得到这福音的好处，能够认识主耶稣基督，信靠主耶稣基督，罪得赦免，得着永生。
And I pray that everyone like us will have this great gift of salvation and have come to believe in Jesus Christ and have this eternal life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好。感谢神，我们今天的聚会就到这里。那么我们很非常欢迎今天第一次来到我们当中的朋友以后可以如果你愿意的话，希望你每一个主日可以继续的回到我们教会当中来，我们一起来从圣经的话语当中来更多的认识神。
Thank God that this is in our program, and if you, we welcome everyone. If continue to come to our church Sunday service, we together we can study the truth through the Word of God.
如果你在这个交通上面有任何的困难，你都可以跟我们教会的弟兄姊妹联系哈。如果你愿意来到我们教会的话，我们教会弟兄姊妹可以能够开车把你接过来，然后也把你送回去，这都还没有很方便。
If you want to come to church, you have an issue with your transportation, please contact us. We will provide all necessary means to support that.
好，那我们聚会结束之后，大家离去。那么，请大家一定记得你自己带过来的。